I need to ship post on Paul.
You may read on the internet, Taylor Swift has endorsed Hillary Clinton. They are working on a fundraiser campaign together. I've already seen.
It's a plot. She's going to pull out a gun and kill her.
Yeah, keep memeing, Ruby, and quit dodging the truth. Keep dodging the truth.
No, that's what's going to happen. I mean, you seen all my memes about Tay-Tay? She's 100% red pill.
Taylor Swift voting for Hillary. Let's see what Summer Glau is up to, I think.
Summer Glau is literally a conservative Christian who would vote for Ted Cruz. She will write in Ted Cruz.
Okay, I'm ready to watch this movie.
Alright, let's see some fucking sluts getting killed.
Taylor Swift, Hillary Clinton, Taylor Swift, my two favorite people on Earth.
They're just going to have lesbian sex and that'll be it, since they're both dykes.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. No, it's good that, like, it's no emotional attachment or political attachment, it's just pure sex.
Yeah, that's what life is.
No, that's fine.
Life is just an internship for Jeff.
I agreed. That's why I'm going to become a suicide bomber for ISIS. That's okay, I live in a Muslim country now.
Leave Skype after that one.
I live in a Muslim country, it's okay. Alright, let's watch this meme movie.
On go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my god, a thing popped up saying... full screen is not available. Even though I'm watching it in full screen, YouTube's trying to stop me to watch it. Okay, it's fine.
Get trolled.
It's the wee meme.
Full screen is not available? What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, you see that too? That's great.
Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I'm literally watching it in it, I guess, because it's only in 320p or whatever.
Not ever be... That's even the double negative or whatever.
Yeah. It's the wee bit of YouTube magic.
Oh no. I didn't know Michelle Michaels was in this.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know who Michelle Michaels is?
No.
Wow, I didn't know Robin Still was in this.
Who's that?
Wow, you don't know who Robin Still is?
No. Is it Robin Williams still dead? I remember once some people on my street found that there was a bush the paper boy had just been dumping newspapers in for years on end, and homeless people were using it as furniture, and he was still getting paid, and, like, I guess no one complained they weren't getting the newspaper.
Why was he doing this?
I don't know, because he's fucking lazy. Didn't want to actually go around delivering them.
Oh, I didn't know Deborah DeLisa is in this. Oh, I didn't know Andre Honre is in this.
That was one name.
I used to do that. You just won $100. 93.7 KLBJ. We'll be handing that out to you if you come over here. That caller number 12. Gonna win the $100 at 7 p.m. club. That's right, that's right.
BJ. Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh, my baby. Yeah. Can't wait to see you getting murdered.
What did they mean by this?
It's deep Kino, you wouldn't understand.
Why was this in the movie?
Americans don't understand.
Seems like it'll be a wholesome film. It's only...
It will be. She'll get punished for being a whore, I'm sure. Or she'll survive because she isn't a whore. If I know my edgy horror movies.
What, you think she'll be the one that lives?
Yeah.
Who's this? Celeb.
It's Taylor Swift in doll form.
No, I mean the celeb.
We the wall. To... Andy no. Murray.
No, we have to make
Cag.
Up...
Okay, the doll is Cag. I mean the doll with the ugly fucking face.
We have to sign names for each person.
Okay. We don't know how much of a slut this woman is yet, so reserve judgment.
You have to assume.
Oh yeah, she's a woman, so.
It's been a minute in this movie. You've already seen her tits.
Must be Cag.
Fair,
but she's a protagonist, so she might survive, so, like, I don't want Kang not to get her throat slit.
Oh, Who's this guy in the back?
The neighbor went to fuck her. Presume. It's like one of the old ass lizards.
That's a relief. You definitely see.
It's like Marco or something, the like creepy 6 year old hanging around to fuck the young girls.
How come the daughter is like 45 years old?
Yeah. She's gonna have a cute teenage
and
sleepover.
18 years old, remember? No, yeah. Sometimes I forget because you look like you're about to go into retirement.
Yeah. Well, I guess they don't want to risk getting an actual 18 year old getting her tits out or something.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it's Americans. I don't like they would be able to sell it. And
did she just trash all their childish stuff? So
yeah, it's a metaphor for her. She's gonna start sucking dick immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, mysterious person stole the doll. Oh, my goodness. Even though it was like, obviously the neighbor was the only one there.
Wait, is that the same guy?
I don't think so. The last.
He had the same shirt.
It was old.
Is this movie so low budget? Let's see, it's the same shirt. Oh, that's the guy from True Detective.
Oh, yeah. You stab him in the sense. Yeah. And she's in the bloods. No fault.
Autism.
Yeah, I love 8-year-old boys.
Well, my number's out of board. Number 0.
Replies.
Cock block.
Oh yeah. Time for rape.
Nice dialogue.
As if like a painting van is fucking soundproof. That's Stevie in his van.
Just like banging on a window. Yeah. He's not like resisting.
Yeah, the killer Stevie in his van.
Oh, yeah, now this is an intense fight scene. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. No, the shows are getting their fucking face cut off.
This is going to be me on Saturday morning.
Except from Keisha.
Except I would have already knocked over that big bitch and got a layup.
Right. Grab her tits, grab her tits.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna pass straight to the nigger and let him score the ball.
Don't want to be seen as racist.
No, it's because niggers are good at basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh, get it the black girl! Oh, she missed. That's an unbelievable.
Turn her name up. Plot hole, the black girl is bad at basketball. Nice tits.
Yeah, let's just stand around and sexualize these basketball girls. No one's gonna notice.
It's in the '80s, this is fine.
Is it?
Yeah, you get shot in sight for doing that nowadays, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe the '80s was like fucking 35 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Nigger.
That's a real basketball trash talk. Wow, they're playing some real hard defense up there.
Hell yeah.
My high school coach would be like, you fucking faggots better run!
I remember I saw a video that was doing the rounds on Paul where this woman in high school, or this girl in high school, bumps into this black guy and she immediately goes, watch where you're going, nigger. And the black guy immediately goes, what are you saying, bitch? What are you saying, bitch? And, like, hopping up and down like a monkey. Okay, thanks for proving it right.
I love that video so much.
Quite par. Nice asses. We'll see the white girl's ass already.
I would have loved to see what happened at the end of that video.
She got raped. Oh my goodness.
Pause your movie for half a second there and pause.
Alright. Pausing to fap.
Yeah, I love all those great big guys and your little shorts. How about you?
Big dick guys.
I love football.
Oh, the black guys, she means. Oh, yeah, I know you. Oh, yeah, what kino.
His helmet on more often.
Ooh, yeah.
Where's it gonna be? White House. I don't know.
What are they showing us for, Ruby?
It's Kino about the innocence of women and how men corrupt them. You won't understand.
Mm.
Black women don't want to get their hair wet.
Yeah, Jackie's fucking garbage. Why does she have a fucking towel on her hair when she's fucking taking a shower?
Woman logic.
Maybe she's joining ISIS. Or it's the 80s, maybe she's joining the Taliban. Or Al Qaeda, I don't know which one.
All three.
This is good dialogue.
No.
Really good writing. You played such good basketball out there.
Yeah, he touched down in basketball. That's great. Let's out already, sluts.
They
would honor kill me.
She drinks too much milk. Wouldn't happen to have anything to do with how good a basketball player she is.
Americans criticize each other for drinking too much milk.
Yeah, only in this movie that has the worst writing ever.
Trump voter. Stalking his next victim. He looks black in that shot.
No.
Yeah. My nigger senses, oh yeah, dead horse.
How's she looking at the rearview mirror if she's dead?
For some reason she has like a hole in her head, even though he was like sawing at her with a saw. But okay, well, yeah. Good movie.
I wonder if she's going to get grabbed.
Hopefully she gets right.
Ruby, stop it.
Let's go next to Stephen Yell's creepy event.
See, that's funny. No.
Reminder, I bought him that van. Birthday grand. It looks like Megan Fox.
Marx is right, you're gonna run out of money one day.
Well, he doesn't understand what being rich is like. Your money literally makes money for you.
Yeah, it's called interest. I have those same jeans, holy fuck. What?
Classy Bart.
Thank you. Oh my god, there's no three-point line. Holy shit, the 80s or something else.
What's a three-point line?
It's a line around the goal, like a bigger one that's farther out. That if you shoot behind it, you get 3 points. It wasn't around in the 80s.
Did they add that rule to like let white people play?
Yes, that's the theory. It's because like niggers kept dunking the ball, and they're like, oh, well, if we throw out the ball out to white people, they can just throw it up from far away.
That's funny. For little white boys.
That's in the NBA right now. It's like a little white guy who just nails deep shots.
So do you only get 1 point if you dunk?
Oh, you get 2.
Okay, is there any way to get 1 point in basketball?
Free throws.
Oh, okay. Is there any way to get 4?
Yes. You can hit a three-pointer and get fouled.
Huh. What about five?
No.
Oh, okay. What about if you call the niggers? Do you get 5 points then?
You get 5 points in my book.
Can you get half points?
No.
Okay.
They chop off her arm?
I think she's... He stabbed her in the shoulder, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Stabbed her with a chainsaw. This movie's weird.
Yeah, they just showed the killer right away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally just some like random guy. It's not even like making it a mystery or whatever, hiding his face. And he doesn't have a mask on or anything. He's literally just killer.
He's not a killer. He's like a fucking dinosaur from Jurassic Park. He's just like running around facing people. How come when someone gets their arm cut or their leg cut in a movie and they like are hiding, they just like whimper instead of like faint, which is what you're saying, like pass out?
Because then it would be boring.
No, wouldn't it be interesting? They're like trying to hold their consciousness together and not just like, oh, I'm so scared.
I don't know if that's a real thing and you can like make yourself stay conscious. I presume in real life you would want to like raise your arm so it would be above your heart so it would stop bleeding as much, but...
If you're bleeding that much, A, you wouldn't just be sitting there like, oh, I am afraid he will find me, and B, you would be unconscious.
Yeah, and then the killer would come and kill them when they're asleep. It would not be interesting. Or maybe it would be like, well, this is boring, and like, let her go.
This guy isn't very good at looking for them. He's just kind of walking around in circles. Why doesn't she just pull her cell phone out and call somebody?
Well, yeah, this was before cell phones went to the fabungo. She's like wiping up her blood as if like you won't find it. He won't watch because there's no aliens in it. It won't be believable to.
Yeah. That's why she's not voting for Trump. She likes aliens and then go over. But that's why she is. I don't know. I had to rush on that joke because I was reading something.
Reminder that Hillary Clinton literally said, like, if I get the presidency, I'm going to release documents about UFOs. So she's the pro-alien candidate.
Shit, yeah.
It's a good meme.
Is that a meme, Ruby, or is that something?
No, it's a real thing.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She wants the wacko psychopath vote.
Let me put Lexi in here.
Oh, I love Lexi so fucking much.
Me too, I wanna fucking... She was like, buying what I was saying so hard, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah, fucking
she what? She takes every joke serious, so she takes every troll serious too. Stupid fucking Elamo whore. Save your legs.
Oh, she's busy. She's busy being abducted.
She's in the mothership.
Like, I just want to see her ass. I don't fucking care about her personality.
That's literally what Stephen Yale told me.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, really?
Oh, baby. Everyone in the 80s had such great butts. Because then, like, the 90s came around and they put disgusting, like, processed stuff.
Yeah, put high fructose corn syrup or whatever and everything.
We can't even, like, name the celebs. They're just fucking killing people off at this point.
There aren't any celebs in these movies. This is before movies, it's like, not, had no quality.
Pretty, like, the school jock down.
Yeah, she's a stream operator. Fucking hate how Lexi types.
Oh, well, I'm trans, so...
Watch yourself, shitlord.
They just cut immediately to her ass.
Yeah,
Oh, talking about someone murdering people. Time to flip to the top 40.
Mm-hmm. Not important. I thought she got murdered last scene, but I guess it was just a woman that was wearing her clothes, because, like, the wardrobe only has, like, two sets of men clothes and two sets of girls clothes.
Everyone in the 80s looks hot. They have a great ass and they got cool hair.
Mm. If only we could go back to a better time. Stupid Paul faggots want to go back to the 50s, but the 80s are where at, because, like, movies were actually good and video games had been invented. It's her name, Lisa.
50s are fucking awful.
Just putting a drill through my front door.
What the fuck? Oh.
Check out these magic shoes.
Like, oh my god, what a magic trick.
The shoes god. Are on, dude.
That shit's hot. Holy fuck. Mm, yeah.
She looks a bit like my aunt.
Yo, what is your aunt with?
My American aunt. She married a big fat Peruvian guy.
Oh, well. Maybe she's gonna divorce soon and you should give him.
Hopefully.
I can marry. Oh, if I married her, Ruby, then we should be family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
I should marry your sister.
Yeah.
Have you ever said nice things about me, your sister?
Yeah. I refer to you as Kate to my entire family. And they literally ask, like, oh, how's Kate doing? And I'll tell them what you've been telling me recently. Hmm.
I can just say I'm a female-to-male trans person if they ever meet me.
I literally would if that ever happens, and they'd be fine with it. My mom would, like, boast about it on Facebook.
Like, yeah, I can't wait for Ruby to fuck my pussy.
Good. Yeah, just appear, like, in full drag.
I'd be like, yeah, I actually had... And I'm gonna hook up your sister. Like, oh yeah, sorry, I had bottom surgery. They're like, oh, that's super progressive.
Yeah.
Wait, why did she run out?
She heard someone inside, I think. She heard a scary piano cue, but then she realized that was herself playing it. Common mistake. Some interesting movie about a woman drinking some coke and grating some cheese.
Blood!
Bitch. That represents that she's on her period. Wow, no one is picking up glass.
Deep imagery.
I'm glad the only women have died so far, as they should. Note how in American horror movies no one ever owns a gun, even though, like, one in three Americans own a gun. I guess because it'd be pretty, like... pretty short movie if she was just like, alright, I'll get my Smith & Wesson, and then blows the guy away.
Cheat codes in a video game. There are guns in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
I haven't seen that movie.
That movie's great. That's one of my favorite horror movies ever.
Is that the one in the series? Oh, my cat scare. That happens to me in real life sometimes. I open my door and my cat suddenly jumps at me.
Wow! You left me in there for 4 days!
I did that to my cat too.
My cat got left in the closet for 3 days once and tore up on the carpet trying to get out.
Gay cat.
Yeah, it was a fucking pussy-ass cat.
Because it was in the closet. Ba-dum-tsh.
Hi.
I was, like, left to look after the cat for 4 days, and I ran out of food by the fourth day, and I left some, like, a styrofoam box with some chips in it on the kitchen table, and the cat actually, like, tore it open and tried to eat some of the chips. It was so hungry. There's yet to be a sleepover so far.
There's yet to be much of anything so far. There's been some boobs and like a really lame killing scene.
Yeah.
The most intense thing was that basketball match.
Time for some underage drinking, because we're only 18 years old and we're Americans.
Drinking was legal when you were... Drinking was legal, like, in the 90s to be able to drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there, like, uproar when they changed it? Oh, 420.
Yes.
Americans are pathetic and retarded. They need to legalize weed, too.
They've legalized weed in a lot more places than they have in England.
Right. Well, I don't live in England, so stupid American. Weed's legal in Scotland if you deep fry it first.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Then it's edible.
Hell yeah, time to make some cool egg. Pure sugar, Americans.
Damn.
Get
that's how you make lemonade.
It's actually cocaine in there.
Damn, that'd be amazing. Does your sister smoke pot?
I don't know, she probably tried it. But I don't know. I know my dad has, and he said it just made him tired.
Ask your mom. Ask your sister. If she's like super liberal. She probably smokes every day.
She's probably like, oh, hell yeah, didn't get hang with ask me right her. Now. All right, I won't.
Cool. I want reconnaissance team.
I wonder if my mum has. She said something like, oh, like, I was so silly when I was your age, I thought weed should be legalized. And I was like, why shouldn't it be, bitch?
Yeah, hit that fucking push, nigger.
And now they start hallucinating.
What was that movie you're watching? They're smoking pot and, like, tripping out.
Requiem for a Meme.
Yeah, wait, no. No, is it?
Was it literally Enter the Meme? Enter the Matrix?
Maybe it was Requiem for a Dream. I can't remember. We've watched a lot of bad movies.
Yeah.
Because, like, 90% of movies are terrible.
Yep.
Thank God the DC Universe exists now.
Well memed.
That was actually scary.
That's
Look at
that.
It's the most entertaining part of this movie so far.
My cat can't drink milk anymore because she gets diarrhea because she's old and gay.
Well, that gives lots of cats sickness. Why not? It's like fucking what? What a line. Like, don't you remember there's supposed to be tension in this movie?
There might be niggers outside. Get a gun, you fucking liberal.
Oh, she baited her outside. She can go upstairs and sniff her panties.
Good.
A classic move.
What the fuck?
I might actually be right.
Oh, she's looking for porn.
Wow. Well, close enough.
Top wow. Was that fucking... I always forget his name. Rambo on the front cover.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Pretty sure, like, most of their audience is, like, gay men. Wow. Imagine being alive before the internet.
Yeah.
God. I ever told you about the first time I ever saw porn?
No. When was it?
Are you sure? This is such a gripping movie.
No, tell me.
Okay, so my friend was like, I bet you've never even seen a vagina. And I was like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. I was like, yeah, sure I have. And he was like, okay.
Wait, I think you told me this in that movie about schools or something that we didn't pay any attention to. I think he told me. And then he's like, okay, draw one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
And then he showed me a picture of a pussy and I was like covered in blood. And he was like, I was like, ew. And he was like, what are you, gay? Like, isn't that hot? I'm like, no, there's blood there. He's like, so? And even now I would be like, ew, if I saw that.
Yeah, that still doesn't make any sense. I think the first time I saw porn was I was Googling for, like, so, like, the first time that, like, Google came out, like, 1 millisecond after Google came out, I, like, Googled for the rules to the, like, Simpsons trading card game, and I found, like, Bart and Milhouse gay porn that someone had drawn, and I honestly thought that, like, counted as child porn and I would go to jail, so I, like, furiously looked up how to clear my history, because I was, like, worried I was going to go to jail. And then there was another time where my cousin, my now gay cousin, was like, oh, do you want to look up porn on my dad's computer? And I was like, okay, I guess. And he literally was like, well, I don't want to see anything too messed up in case we get into trouble. So he literally Googled, like, softcore porn of women's breasts. And he took us to some softcore site. Oh, that dank weed fumes.
How have I not seen them?
No. They have stealth maxed out. Literally reading porn. It's a big one. What are you doing? I'm doing my biology homework. I like how most of the dialogue takes place off screen, as if, like, they get to pay the actors less.
That's probably the case, yeah.
Oh yeah, mixing up the murder weapons.
Isn't there supposed to be a pillar in this movie?
I guess so. Oh, you have a hatchet, sir. Thanks. I just need to chop this wood.
What's that girl that got her arm cut off?
I guess not.
Is she still trapped inside the place?
What? Oh, that snail almost got you. Watch out.
I said, what happened to that?
I presume he killed her.
No.
I think we're talking to Lexi. We missed it. But I mean, maybe she'll turn up with a hole in her shoulder or something.
Right.
He was literally like, oh, let me kill this snail for you. Okay, bye, darling. LOL! What's this dickhead doing to the snails? Leave the snails alone, asshole. Can't believe there's so many of these stupid fucking slasher movies that have been made. Where, like, 99% of it is people fucking chatting away, and then at random someone keels over with a knife in their back. Oh, American cinema. Oh, my jump scares. Oh, almost saw some pussy there.
No, you didn't.
Almost. Playing black people couldn't read.
Cool. time to not say anything. Oh. Oh, I didn't say anything. Why are you looking out there so specific?
What's that?
In the hand? A hand?
Can't discern what it is that you can't?
It looks like an animal.
Any DM, I guess. It's going to turn out the snails are controlling people and making them killers or something. That's why that guy was chopping up the snails.
Mm.
Are snails considered pests that, like, eat your flowers or something?
Yeah, they're not good. Another scare, like...
Spin off our vagina.
And that was the joke.
Bravo. Slut. They'd fap into dogs.
I'll get you for this.
It's so unbelievable. She's like a little girl.
Yeah, she's meant to be like
45.
Yeah. Everyone looks like 10 years older than they're meant to be.
Hmm. Oh man, this is something from the 90s I miss.
What? Picking up phones and hearing in?
Yeah, listening in on people.
Is that still a thing? Do people even have landlines anymore?
I have landlines. There's a joke, it's like, I don't want a landline, you know?
Burn down the house.
There's a joke. Sorry, I got a text. There's a joke that's like, I don't need a landline. The only reason I need a landline is to call my cell phone when I can't find it.
Don't think even like, there's a lot of like packages for cell phones and internet access that like you don't even get a landline in them anymore.
Yeah, they tried to sell me like a landline and cable, and I'm like, I have the internet. And they're like, I was like, literally like a landline. They're like, yeah, we don't sell too many of those anymore.
Top technocracy, whatever.
Let's go skinny dipping and do something next time. Oh. No, that would make this movie good.
Get your tits out again, sluts.
How are they allowed to put this on YouTube if there's breasts in it?
I don't know, report it after we're done.
Yeah, no one should have to suffer this.
Especially, like, just to fuck over the spec suit, we're gonna watch this. He Everyone in the 80s looked the same, so I'm not sure if that's one of the, like, the harmless guys from school or, like, the murderer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just jacking off to you guys.
Yeah, we're sneaking onto your property without permission and spying on you. It's no big deal.
It's a few felonies. Good prank. Who was that guy that was, like, fucking underage boys and, like...
Is it narrow it down? Bryan Singer, the director of the X-Men movies?
See, there's only one in Hollywood that does that, really.
Of course. Oh my god, the cat grew into human form and kept shocking people. Oh, right.
I have this endless quest to find this shirt that I used to own that some fucking gay guy that he was fucking, like, has. And I'm on an endless quest to find out where I bought it again, because I want it really bad.
What the hell? The cat was actually following them, that's funny. And are you going to become Bryan Singer's new boy pussy?
No, he's not my type. Yeah, let's have unprotected sex, you know, because this is a real edgy movie. Yeah, now. You don't get to bring friends to the party.
Isn't the party literally in her house? Down
I
in
don't.
The kitchen right now.
How come Bryan Singer didn't go to jail? Did he rape somebody?
I think the guy retracted his accusation.
Oh. Classic.
Yeah, after, like, Peter Wood called him up and was like, you don't want your mother to have a tragic car accident, do you? Filthy guy. It's like
God,
Elijah Wood.
Every time I search a picture of the shirt, I just get the two of them hanging out.
Let's see the picture. I'm interested about this.
I've tried almost everything. If you can find this and be an internet superhero, like, that's fun. It's the guy on the left. This is a shirt I used to own.
Oh wow, that is a gay twink is what we call that.
Yeah, Madonna pink. Madonna t-shirt, which doesn't nail it down at all because there's a zillion of those. Madonna red over eyes.
Quantities.
Like, if I see it, I'll pay like $50 to have it. I miss it so much.
The Daily Stormer, you found that on.
What does that mean?
It's literally like a poll website that's gotten quite a lot of fucking Dylan Roof posted on there before he shot up the Black Church. There's a lot of pictures of footboys. Have you tried like cropping the t-shirt and searching just for the t-shirt?
I just did. Again.
Well.
I can't remember the fucking gay guy's name.
Brian Singer.
No. The Twinkies were.
I don't know. Footboy number 237.
Lesbo X-Men star Ellen Page. Wow, this is a fucking edgy website.
Link me. I love reading homophobia towards lesbians.
Okay, can you guess who it is?
Is it Ellen Page?
Yes. The Daily Sunset, the world's most visited alt-right web store.
The powers of memes, we will save the white race.
God damn, this movie's boring. I'm sorry.
Not enough fucking sluts getting murdered.
That's what I... Maybe the newer one's better.
She getting fucked or murdered? Really, what's the difference?
I don't know.
What phallic imagery? Oh, yeah. Time to drill for oil. So you used to own this shirt?
Yes. I think I got it from Carlings, but I can't...
Where did it go?
I think I lost it in a move. That's the store I bought it from, but I'm not entirely sure. God... Popcorn killed my throat. I don't like popcorn.
I don't like Jews.
I wonder if it's a girl's shirt. I don't think so, though. It looks like a boy's shirt.
No, he is a twink.
I just... My God, I want it so bad. There's also a shirt I gave to Reno, and he fucking gave it to his fucking faggot... retarded schizophrenic friend.
Rocks toys?
Yes. And like to this day I won't let him live that down. And he's like, I missed it. I gave him one of the coolest shirts I ever owned.
What shirt was it?
It was one of a lead singer of a band called Alice in Chains, which you probably like a lot.
I think my dad likes that.
Yeah, they're great. It was the lead singer, he died, or he killed himself. Good. But like we like did the research to find
Edgy.
That was pretty funny.
And he's just like standing upright.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely don't call the police or anything.
That'll be two eyes plus tip.
Top fucking up.
Maybe give them a dress.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, well, they can't trace that. But yeah, I went with me and Reno, like, tried to do research to find it. And we fucking couldn't. And, like, we contacted...
Brian Singer.
What?
You contacted Brian Singer.
No, we're talking about the Alice. This, I don't know what the fuck to do. The only thing I've done is I was watching a stream and somebody was wearing it, and I messaged them. I tweeted at them. I said, this was like 2013 in May, so a while ago. I said, I love your shirt, the one with the black and white girl with the red stripe over her eyes. Who is it? Where did you get it? Thank you. And the guy tweeted back, no idea who the chick is. The chick is Madonna. Yeah. I think I've got it from...
Isn't it Marilyn Manson? I mean, Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it might be Marilyn Monroe.
You might actually be right. Oh my god, am I that big of a fucking retard?
Fucking owned noob.
Ruby.
She's got like the iconic beauty mark and all.
Yeah, it is.
You make a pleb.
I'm sorry, I just had Madonna on the brain right now.
We're gonna have to kill every man.
What the fuck? Okay, okay. What the fuck? I click images for Marilyn Monroe on Google and it sends me to some fucking completely other... Okay, just relax.
The Jews are trying to stop you from digging around Brian Singer's past. That's why they covered it up. They had to disappear in that fuckboy and every trace of him.
My god. I will seriously pay like $100 for this t-shirt. Because it would put me a peace of mind that I could fucking find it. I could straight up probably just recreate this, but like, it would be really easy to Photoshop. And just like, go to Cafe Press or some bullshit.
Trolled. No one call the police yet.
Yeah. Sit around and watch TV. Oh my god. I'm gonna just search...
I thought that was 9/11 on TV for a split second.
I just searched Madonna again. Fucking goddamn it. How fucking retarded am I in tonight? Oh, by the way, I had this spat on the phone today. I was talking to someone. I just could not formulate sentences.
Mm. That's my entire life. Don't worry.
All the Marilyn Monroe shirts are so fucking trashy except for that one.
Mm.
They're all like Marilyn Monroe or fucking Mimi where she's like wearing like a fucking jersey or some shit. It's awful. Somebody's t-shirt though. I might actually buy that one.
This horror movie looks better than the actual horror movie.
What a horror movie.
The woman's watching a horror movie in the horror movie and it looks better than the actual horror movie.
Maybe they're like, oh wow, this sucks. We'll put on a...
Let's murder each other in real life.
This sucks. Film another one. Just film your TV. Like the person who actually uploaded this video. Damn it. Why is life so fucking hard? Why do I have to be an extremely rich white person in an extremely rich apartment?
Ah. looking at a lot of fucking Marilyn Monroe t-shirts.
I know that. I don't know.
So many.
I
wonder
know.
If they've you've even sold any of these, or like, they actually like get printed out when you order them. They don't actually exist yet, because there's like...
They're trashy as shit, too,
thousands
right?
of them, yeah. There's like almost random bullshit where it's like...
Look, she's taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Why don't they run out of this fucking house? What's going on?
I don't know.
But
oh, nice feet. Nice feet. I got them that.
There's a reason. There's a reason I want this shirt. It's because all the other ones are trashy as fuck.
Yeah. This one which is like in the logo of Jurassic Park. And it's like, what? For like Jurassic Park fans, they're like Marilyn Monroe. Okay.
We can find this, though.
Hmm.
Like, I'm surprised because that is kind of quite a, I don't want to say famous, but known internet photo of the two of them. Like, shouldn't somebody be like, oh, that nice shirt, I own that from X. Like, somebody's got to be out there that commentated on it. All right.
Oh, might as well eat this pizza. I thought it was going to have eyeballs on it or something. What the hell? Call the police. Like, wow, free fucking pizza. He's complaining.
I don't think you understand how Americans work. Pizza or safety?
Just put like a burger and a big mouse trap and I'll get them.
What's his name? Something Singler?
Brian Singer.
Oh, Brian.
He makes the boy pussy sing. You can just buy this one instead, that's close enough, I guess.
It is, but I don't like... Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't like niggers.
It's like a fucking cutout. It looks terrible. See, I don't wear red either. I look terrible in red.
Oh, baby.
Guy's name is Frankie Donaghy.
Fuckboy. Fuckboy in the building.
One of the actresses was just like staring at it plain face, like she didn't realize what scene they were filming.
That also made no sense. I wasn't sure if they were behind the door or in front of the door or if they could see the killer or what. And I don't know why they even bothered to hide him since I've seen his face.
Okay. Young. This is a post from 2 years ago on the young people being. I can't read. But. Young people being on the make and making of trade of tight bodies and pretty faces for parts of the old history in Hollywood. Marilyn Monroe, anybody? Oh.
Hmm.
Fuck. I thought he was commenting on the shirt. He's just trying to be like, we should worry about fucking children being raped. Like, anybody gives a fuck.
I'm going to search and see if they have Allison Harvard t-shirts.
I'm sure they do.
They have Allison Harvard notebooks. Oh, yeah, there is an Allison Harvard t-shirt. All the spics love putting the fucking Day of the Dead makeup on everyone. Yeah, a sticker that says Allison should have won.
This is close. Case. Oh my god, is this it? No. Fuck.
Oh my baby. Oh my baby.
This was close, though. This one was close. I'm getting closer, I think. This one was very close. Whoever's listening to this commentary, I'm sorry it's just me, like, whining about a shirt I can't find. Probably. The movie is still on. Technically. I'm sure nobody's listening to this because...
Yeah, sorry, Lon.
They've definitely turned it off by now. Someday someone's going to listen to all this.
Yeah, the fucking the psychologist appointed by the court to analyze me once I kill Hillary.
I'm probably going to have to testify and all that.
Good. Oh, there's like there's like a zombie Allison. I like this one. I want to buy this.
This one is similar to... one's also pretty close.
I want this notebook.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Except that I don't think it looks like her too much. I would not guess that if I look at that.
It's by the way, you're a plebeian.
Shut the fuck up, Ruby. My god.
Slings.
Every time I fucking get on this tangent, I get super triggered.
Tangent. Maybe you should just phone up the apartment that you lost it in and ask them if they have.
Oh, that was years ago.
They might, like, oh yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
They're probably defunct anyway. That apartment was super shiesty. Oh my god, I'm so close. And I know I'm so far away. This is really upsetting.
Oh, baby.
Alan, we have to
end. I wonder if I could contact that gay kid. I think he has like a million... him. Yeah, I am probably his type. I'd be like, I will literally let you fuck me in the ass if you give me your shirt.
Then he wants to get fucked.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, like, he's traumatized from getting molested by Brian Singer. He doesn't want anything.
Oh, he's not that popular.
No, Brian Singer is like, he's hanging it with twins, identical twins. Brian Singer's a pimp, to be honest. All these fuckboys are like, what did they expect? They look at least like 15 fucking fuckboys.
He doesn't post on Twitter very much. He's got a lot of photos. Maybe one of them is wearing it. He probably burned it because it, like...
had cum on it. Brian Singer's cum. Behind you.
My grandparents love me so much because... I don't know why. They just do.
They love her so much?
Me? They hate all my other... my sister and...
Are they all crazy and weird and you're the only sane one?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm sane in real life.
Compared to the average normie. Oh yeah.
And he has like no following right. Online. I could probably get contact him. Does he reply to comment?
Absolute madman. Whoa. Of course, the bad guy's down on the ground. Don't do anything. Just let him wake up.
Depresa, vamonos. Why is this guy, like, walk at 3/4 speed?
He knows he's in a slasher movie and that's the
rules. Come on, fanfare.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have messed with the Der Flagger chat.
Shouldn't have downvoted my site. Should have downvoted Cassis' site. Bothered to design like a mask for him. The rest like, oh, he's just a guy. I smell whore.
fuck me. Can't fucking find this. How can I not find this?
You literally need to, like, publicly tweet him, like, hey, remember that photo next to that guy that raped you? What shirt are you wearing?
I literally found a photo. I've come so full circle. I found a a shirt that I still own that I found on a really, really obscure website.
While looking for this one?
Yeah.
Top aisle.
I'm wondering if it was a cookies thing that actually showed it to me.
Oh, I know what to do. Make a thread on Fa on 4chan asking, does anyone know where to buy this shirt? And I'm sure some autistic freak will be like, oh yes, my encyclopedic knowledge of all t-shirts ever made. Here you go. I would do it for you, but I'm banned for posting Mary Elizabeth Winstead's nudes.
I remember, I think I posted on FA for this. Maybe you suggested I do it, but...
He took all the shelves out of the fridge.
I think some retard, like, linked to me. He's like, oh, it's a Nike t-shirt or some bullshit.
Thanks for chance.
Actually, I have no idea what's happening in this movie, to be honest.
Me either. I don't know why anyone doesn't, like, realize that, oh, there's people being murdered. I guess she just did. He took out all the shelves in the freezer and hid them somewhere. It's bitch killing time. Where the whore's at.
This wasn't even really a slumber party. Man, all that time... This, oh, wow, this starts actually fucking great shirt. Actually, I might buy this. Oh, except it says feels on it. It's just fucking gay.
Oh, lol.
I like this shirt, though. I'm like, I kind of want to buy this, except the fucking text on it. It makes me want to blow my brains out.
Makes me want to kill Christopher Poole. Hopefully this guy puts the drill up a girl's pussy at some point. No, it's the pizza delivery guy. Never mind. Time to get comfy.
Yeah, subtle.
Wow, now I have become the slumber party. Massacre. Bravo. What? He just wanted to get comfy. Just like his bee memes.
What? Oh, Kajiro! That's a nice shirt.
Hey, girls! Thomas Singleton is sick!
Where did everyone get off to? Have no approach a blanket. That doesn't look like there should be anything wrong with it. Time to see his blood and scream. Like, 2 seconds later...
Turns out there's only dead body there, actually. Oh. Lol. Pranked.
On guard.
said Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, God. Phillips head, Phillips head, Phillips head. I can't find one.
Making this IKEA furniture so stressful. That's what everyone has lying around their home. And she becomes a slasher for the next movie. And she pulls the card and falls on the blade and dies. Woman. She accidentally saws the pizza guy in half.
That was going to happen.
Why not? If I just unplug it and then go in the house and plug it back in.
I'm going to fucking scream if I can't find this fucking shirt.
I'm going to kill niggers no matter what. Why didn't Jennifer Lawrence just use her bow and arrow? Long prank. Just kill him for fuck's sake.
Oh, that was it?
Lol. What?
What'd she stab him with?
A knife, I guess. An obviously rubber knife. Are you using rubber props to kill me, you retards? Dumb bitch. Ah, yes, machete. I just have up.
Okay, just wasn't meant to be.
To our little sister.
She's about to kill him in like 2 seconds.
Rules of nature! Take that lamp. Okay, we've got 2 snails down and a lamp down. They're winning so far. Starts twirling around, hopefully. The ninja moves.
What was the movie where it was like a Bruce Willis movie where they fell in a pool and that was like the most intense part?
Unbreakable. Yeah. Whoa, what a shitty fucking drill.
I liked Unbreakable.
Unbreakable Hyman. I know, it was good. It was that stupid Packy's only good movie. Yeah, right. Looks like he needs a hand. Comes back in the sequel with like a drill for a hand or something stupid.
Someone posted a thread, LeMayo, this is cropped out from that Bryan Singer Instagram, right?
Oh no.
I thought he got cut in the stomach.
I guess he did, but there's an American saying lots of fat there guarding him.
Pimp
slash. Time to stab him again to no effect. Looks like it's I who's penetrated you.
Nothing personnel, kid.
just cut his fucking head off. And they couldn't even afford an ambulance, so they just put in the sound effect. Wow, that was really special.
Well, that was a movie.
Got all these shitty fucking movies thrown here.
To quote Seabury, well, that was a flick. Looking for some horror kino, but that was a flick. That's what he said after he got done watching the Green Room. Man, that was a flick.
Bravo, Cedric. So it wasn't the kiniest kino to ever kino, as Danny D would say.
Definitely was not.
Top.
Well, let's watch the sequel right now.
Oh, God. What was it? Is it Sorority House or Sleepover Massacre? I can't keep track. The Last Slumber Party.
I think it's a Slumber Party too.
Cheerleader Camp.
Cheerleader Camp or some shit. I don't know. That was just a grindhouse flick. I actually like watching those. That one's kind of boring. Usually they're more entertaining than that.
I guess. It used to be a really fucking stupid movie for me to enjoy it being like, for just like, ho-ho, it's bad. Usually these movies are just like, oh, the same slasher tropes over and over again. Simply epic.
How much do you watch? You don't watch...
I watch child porn.
Yeah.
I watch what?
You don't watch B-films very much, like Grindhouse stuff?
I guess not really.
Yeah. I used to be...
They're literally for Redditors. No offense.
No.
People
oh, yeah,
People posting
sorry.
Reddit... Like, sorry, to watch really ironically bad 80s movies.
Batman vs. Superman. Now this will be good.
Oh, this is some kino. This is some kino. You wouldn't understand the Jesus symbology I'm saying.